Okay.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Wake Up with WFAB with Jasmine Elizabeth, who hosts every Mondays. You guys are going to enjoy this episode, especially the ladies. If there's men on here, this is more so for the ladies, but it's also good to know for you guys as well too. So you know what you want in a lady or whatnot. Okay. So ladies, this, especially if you're a boss babe. Okay. I see on social media, the feminine girls, they're like, boss babe era ain't it. It's not it. Like, I'm seeing so much negativity about being a boss babe that I needed to come. And you know what? I'm going to make this into some TikTok series. Okay. Cause this was my topic. I was going to make a whole bunch of content on TikTok about this topic. So today you guys are getting firsthand. Okay. But I'm seeing a lot on social media about the feminine girlies. Okay. That want to live the soft life, that being a boss babe ain't it. And I'm just like, excuse me? I built such an amazing empire, an amazing career for myself and for the feminine ladies to shit on it, okay? I want to come on here and let you guys know that you can be a career woman and still be in your feminine energy. Okay. You just have to learn how to navigate it. You have to learn how to turn it on and turn it off, because if it's on 100% of the time, it will affect your career, will affect your business. Okay. So I see a lot on social media about these feminine ladies who are sitting back looking pretty. The majority of them are trophy wise. There's nothing wrong with being a trophy wife. Okay. I was a trophy wife in my last relationship. Nothing wrong with it. It's amazing. But I would rather, how do I put this in a nice way? I would rather secure myself financially, no matter what, so that I don't have to rely on anybody and I just rely on myself. But that doesn't mean that I don't need a man, right? Because that's the stigma, right? A lot of feminine women are saying that boss babe energy gives off, oh, I don't need anyone. I don't need a man. I don't need anyone. I can do it myself, which, I used to be like this. I'm not going to lie. Okay. To you guys, when I first got out of a relationship, I was a little bit traumatized. Okay. Most of you guys know my background story, but if you guys are new here and you guys don't really know my background story, I started up this movement, this business with a burning desire, and how that burning desire sparked was coming out of a toxic relationship. Okay. I was the trophy wife, like I said, and I sat back in my penthouse, was the, you know, stay-at-home girlfriend, cooked for my man, cleaned his laundry, folded his laundry. What else did I do? I did everything, okay, a feminine woman would do for a man, okay? And the thing is not every guy's like this, okay? But I came out of a toxic relationship where he was super insecure and just had a lot of just issues, okay? Issues, anger issues. And it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun. And I always say this, being spoiled, it felt so nice, but it also came with a price in my circumstance. And that price was my peace, right? So I decided that I wanted to gain my power back, because I felt like I had absolutely no control over my life because somebody was controlling my finances. And like you guys know, if you want freedom, freedom does require you to have money, right? Freedom. Like, if you want more options, if you want to experience true ultimate freedom, it does require money, right? And so I was controlled by that, and I wanted to be able to do whatever the hell I wanted with my own money, okay? And be able to have full control over my life by having full control over my finances. And so that's when I decided, you know what? I know that I can do this, and I know I can be independent, and I know that I can have my own income, my own money, and not have to put up with this emotional abuse, right? So that was my experience. I'm not saying that every relationship that the husband's providing financially is like that, but that's what I went through. And so that's why I decided to go after what I wanted. And I did. And that's when the burning desire sparked. And I created a movement, and I went online, and I created a huge online empire online. And so now, fast forward, I've been financially good, financially amazing, for the past 3 years now, and it's been amazing. Okay. Now, I think it's like a trend that like women just want to be in their feminine energy. They want to be in their soft life era. Okay. And so I became like that, right? Because I was work at the beginning. I was hustle, bustle. I don't need no man. I don't need anybody. I'm doing this myself. I got this myself. I got me only. Okay. And I was giving off this like such strong masculine energy. And for you, in order for you to have massive success, it's all masculine. There's no feminine about you going out there and working your butt off to create something powerful, huge, impactful, six-figure income, seven-figure income. It's all masculine, okay? And whoever tells you otherwise that it's feminine, also, it's not. If you want to create something humongous and you want to create six figures, you want to make $10, $20, $50, $100,000 a month, and you're doing it yourself, it is all masculine, right? So I remember when I first started, I was only in my masculine energy. Okay. I was only going hunting. I was hunting for what I wanted. There was no spa little date that I go get my hair done. There was nothing like that in my reality in the first and second year. There was nothing like, I was not having facials. What do I do now? That's like super feminine. I go to the spa. I go to do hot yoga. I go and I get my hair done and I do. There was no such thing as that. Okay. Now you guys are probably like, yeah, but I don't want to be in my masculine 24/7. I'm going to get to that. Okay. Cause I found a balance. Okay. But I'm telling you what I did. Okay. And why I became super successful, because I was only in my masculine energy. Okay. And where I went wrong, right, is like giving off the energy that I don't need a man. I don't need anybody. I don't need anybody. Right. And so, first, second year, super masculine. The thing is, we're women. Okay. And we want to be, how many of you guys want to be in your princess era? I want to be treated like a princess. Okay. Princess treatment. Okay. So my first and second year, I was not like this. Okay. I was like, I ain't no princess. I am a go-getter. I am freaking getting what I want and I'm gonna get it. Okay. So long story short, it was last year when I started to miss, okay, the princess treatment. I started to miss things being done for me. Okay. I started to miss the masculine energy beside me and not in me, because I got tired. I was tired. Okay. I'm tired. I would say I am tired of being the man that I want. Okay. I'm tired. So I'm like, maybe this is why I was single for 2 years, but no, I was single for 2 years because I was finding myself, right? I was finding who I was. I was building up myself. I still never want to rely on anyone financially ever again. And I'm still on that. But I would love to find a guy in his masculine energy, right? So then I'm just like, okay, how do I become more feminine, right? And I started to, and it wasn't just for like, obviously to attract a guy for sure in his masculine, but also like, because I was so masculine, I don't have a boyfriend, right? So I wanted to treat myself. I wanted to like what I was working for. I wanted to sit down and be like, wow, like I gave myself a spa day. I took myself to Italy to be more in my feminine or whatever. Like I did that for myself. So it's almost like I'm working for my, on my business, but I'm also treating myself as well too. So, and I wasn't doing that in my first and second year. Right. So I'm like, why am I doing, why am I working so hard when I'm like not even pouring into myself? I'm not treating myself and I'm not spoiling myself. Right. So that's when I started to become more in my feminine. Now, I started to have a huge morning routine, which was super in my feminine. I was like just very soft life era. Now, the definition of being a feminine woman, when it comes to my mind, it's being in the receiving mode. Okay. Being in the receiving, attracting, being light. Okay. Being soft, being love, right? Being love, being light, being, again, like in the receiving mode, right? So I got so caught up into that 24/7. I loved it. Okay. I loved it that I forgot to go into back into my masculine energy. Okay. So here's the thing. If we want to still remain successful and build an empire and make a ton of money, we need to have a balance of both. Because if we're only in our feminine, then our feminine energy is not paying our bills. It's not. And I see it all over social media. I love being in my feminine. I love it. But these women that are talking about this, they're trophy wives. Who's paying their bills, right? And it's, that's what I mean. It's okay. I want to be a trophy wife too, but I want to be not a trophy. I want to be a power couple vibe. Okay. I want to build with my man. Okay. But I also want a provider. I want him to pay for when we live together or whatever. I want him to pay for the bills. Okay. And then I pay for other things. Right. But that's the thing is when you're doing it yourself, you are, it's forever 24/7 in your feminine energy. That's not paying the bills. Because the thing is when you are building an empire, again, like I said, it's all masculine. So you have to learn how to turn it on and off. So what I did, right, when I realized this, because I'm like, I love this feminine energy. I'm loving this feminine side of me. I want to just be at the spa 24/7. I want to be at this. I want to just spoil myself 24/7. I want to do my hair 24/7. I want to be in the pool, in the hot tub all the time and just listen to my classical music, my affirmations, and just be in princess queen mode era. Okay. The thing is when that would happen, I would become lazy. Okay. I did not want to go to work. I didn't want to do anything in my business because I love this energy so much, right? So I learned that, okay, like I can't be lazy. Come on now. I'm building a million-dollar brand, okay, which is WFAB, okay? This is my baby. I cannot neglect my baby. I cannot allow myself to stay here because then what happens? I won't do anything. And I will not ever be in my masculine energy. And honestly, to be honest, my masculine energy is what gave me purpose, not my feminine energy, not my feminine side. It was my masculine that gave me purpose and gave me something to look forward to and gave me the confidence to know that I can build something for myself. And I didn't have to rely on anybody ever again anymore. So masculine is still good, right? Because some people I was like this when I was in my feminine era. I still am, but like 24/7, I'm like, I don't want to be masculine. I'm tired. I don't want to do this. Da, 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 da. Right. And so excuse me. 1 sec. Let me drink my lemon water so I can detox. but yeah, like I remember like, I was like very holding much resentment to my masculine side. Okay. Because I overdid it for the first and second year. But then I come back and I think about it and I'm like, well, if I'm living this soft life forever, like it's nice, but like, I don't feel the purpose, the drive, the desire, you know? Whereas in my masculine energy, I was like, I was going for it and I was very proud of what I accomplished and what I was capable of doing. So, I have some notes here. Just kind of talked off rip, just freestyled everything. Okay. So I want to address the stigmas. Okay. The stigma of being a boss babe and a career woman. A lot of people think that, boss babes and career women don't need anyone. They don't need anyone's help. Okay. They're too focused on their careers. They neglect all other important aspects in their life, such as relationships, health, friendships, and they repel men from them because of their masculine energy. This is not true. This is all false. And let me address these stigmas. Okay. Because one, I want you to understand that you do need people in your life. And if you are in that energy of no, I don't need anyone, there's definitely trauma in your life right now, because that was me, where I was very defensive. I was like, no, don't need anyone, right? But we do. At the end of the day, we do. We're human beings, and I said this on my last podcast, we thrive and we grow off of connections, okay? Especially women. So yes, we do need friends. Yes, we do need a significant other in our life. If we want someone to help us, or if we want someone to protect and provide, right? Just because I'm successful, right, does not mean I don't want someone providing for me. So let's just set that straight. Okay. And that's okay. Right. That's okay. I want to let people know, I want the world to know that, yes, I do need people in my life. I would not be able to get to where I'm at without the people in my life today. So we cannot be giving off, like, let's change the stigma of being the boss babe and career woman of, no, we do need people in our life, right? We need ourselves first, right? But it's an add-on and it helps us thrive and grow and be joyful when we're connected to people, when we're connected to human beings. So let's not forget that, okay? Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Okay, so the first mistake that I did was be, like I said before, was be super in my feminine energy, okay, every morning. Because then the problem with that was I would be wake up in my feminine energy every day, and then I did not want to do anything. I wanted to live there forever, okay? The reality of things is, you can live there forever, but if you're not financially good yet, which for me, I'm financially good, but I'm not a millionaire yet. Okay, guys, I have big goals. So if I'm going to neglect that side and be in my feminine, that's just like, you're asking to go broke pretty much. Right. So that, like I said, like we need to be realistic with ourselves and understand that we need a balance of both. Okay. We can be in our feminine, but we also need to be in our masculine to fend for ourselves, to make sure we don't neglect what's going to give us more of that freedom. And if you don't have freedom right now and you're in your feminine 24/7, then we need to learn how to start balancing our masculine, because nobody is going to come save you. This is like been said over and over, but nobody's going to come save you but yourself. Okay. So, and saving ourselves means we have to be in our masculine energy. Okay. So what I started doing is I switched my feminine, being in my feminine in the morning to nighttime. Okay. And it was only after a long productive day or a productive day. That was like my reward. I'm going to be in my soft life era, feminine era. I'm going to take a nice hot shower. I'm going to go to the spa downstairs. I'm going to go do my hair the next day, right? If I had a productive day the previous day. So it was kind of like a reward for me. Okay. I now my morning routine consists of like me being in my masculine, like go, go, go. So that's why I go to the gym in the morning, because the gym makes, and especially when I take my pre-workout, I'm in masculine energy. I'm in like hunter mode. Get out my freaking way. I'm dominating the day. Okay. Whereas before, I would just be meditating every morning. I don't meditate in the morning anymore. Okay. I find like my masculine meditation is my gym, because when I meditate, I just want to just be in my feminine 24/7. Right. But I do meditate at nighttime before I go to sleep. Okay. In the morning, I don't do it anymore, because for me, I don't want to do anything but be in my princess era. Okay. So is this helping you guys, by the way? Type of one, if this is helping you guys a little bit. This is helping you guys a little bit. If you guys are getting what I'm saying. Okay. So I switched being in my feminine in the morning to nighttime, and also on weekends. So it was almost like I was looking forward to the weekends, because I'm like in masculine mode Monday through Friday, right? And then the weekends, I'm like, all right, I'm a princess, I'm a queen, and I'm gonna spoil myself on the weekend. Okay. So that's what I would do. So as a career woman, like I said, I already said this, I have this on notes. We need to stop telling our people and giving off the energy of we don't need anyone. Okay. Because then nobody's gonna want to do anything for you. Okay. And deep down, we want people to do things for us, nice things for us. Okay. So I'll give you guys an example. Okay. My windows were super dirty. Okay. In my, at the beginning when I was building my business. Okay. And I already hit six figures. I was in super masculine mode. And all I would do is I would show off that I can do everything on my own. And I bought this long stick for the window cleaner. So it's a long stick with like a little like squeeze, like sponge thingy there to clean the windows. I bought that on Amazon. Like, okay, first of all, now I'm thinking of it. Why would I do that? Anyway, so back then I was like, no, I could do everything myself. I'm going to show everybody that I got this and I can do it. Right. And I would clean my own windows. I would do it myself. Okay. And I would show it on social media. Now I'm like, no, 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 no. I'm like, I posted it on my stories. I'm like, it's embarrassing how dirty my windows are, but who's cleaning them? Not me. And I got so many people saying, don't worry, I got you. I'll clean them for you. I remember Cassie was coming the next day. She's like, babe, don't worry, I'll clean them for you. I'm like, you're so cute. I love you. But like, and you know what? I got them cleaned by somebody. We're not going to say names, but somebody, we got them cleaned by somebody. It's a male figure. Okay. We'll just put it out there. But yeah, like, or what I would do if nobody came and told, I wasn't expecting anyone to pretty much say, hey, I'm going to come clean them. But if nobody said it, I would have paid someone. Okay. I would have paid someone to do it. I would not have done it. That's not me anymore. Okay. So that is like you giving off energy that you need, you know, you need people in your life, you know, like you're not giving off energy of like, I can do everything all on my own, because then again, like I said, nobody's going to do anything for you. And let's be honest, when people have done something for you, you have felt, what have you felt? Amazing. You felt loved. You felt cared for. You felt adored. You felt, you know, all the love energy, right? So if we give off that energy, what's going to happen? You're going to attract just that. That's what the universe gives off, right? You, whatever you give off to the world is what the world's going to give back to you. Okay. So scare men off, Sarah said. Yeah, most definitely. Okay. So What else do we have? So yeah, so that is pretty much like how I go from balancing it out, and respect my masculine side. I'm learning how to love my masculine side, because for some time I was like resenting my masculine side and I just wanted to be all in my feminine, but we have both in us. And if we can balance out the two, we can create a powerful life for ourselves, and we can attract whatever we want. We can. We just have to learn how to balance the two and turn it one off when it's needed and turn the other one on when it's needed. Okay. And what else? So yeah. So again, with masculinity, like I, when I'm working my business, when I'm getting sales, when I'm closing sales and I'm posting and I'm training the team and stuff, that's all masculine. Okay. And then when I know that I've done a lot of had a lot of masculine energy throughout the day, at nighttime, I'll just have I'll take a hot shower, play my classical music. I have a feminine goddess playlist that I play, and I just like soothe into that and I enjoy that. And then I remember that I am this soft princess, and like, you know, I need to pour into myself. So don't forget that, because that's super important for you as a woman to thrive and be in that essence. Okay. So did you guys learn something here? Type a one if you guys learned something. I'm going to make this into a TikTok series. It's going to be a lot longer, but I think I discovered something new here, like recently, and that was this, like, balance. And it's been working so well for me. I've been back on my A game with my business, like back on getting those sales, getting, like, I get leads every single day, nonstop, especially when I post. And it's because I'm back in my masculine mode, and I neglected my masculine side for months. And I was kind of in La La Land for a bit. Thank God for residual income, though. But the thing is like, if you guys aren't there yet, then that's probably why you haven't made money yet. Okay. So a little bit of feminine and a little bit of masculine, balance the two. It makes a perfect combination, and you will attract everything in your life. Okay. And, yeah, like I got sparked by this because I kept seeing it on TikTok that like the feminine energy girls, the ones who wanted to be in their feminine or are in their feminine, they were like kind of putting down career women and bashing being a boss babe. And I'm just like, but what do you do? And they were all trophy wives. I'm like, okay, but not everybody wants to be a trophy wife, and that's okay. Right. And I love that I have this purpose in me, that I've created something so powerful, and I know that I'm capable of doing this, right? And that's what fuels my confidence and builds me up as a person and makes me feel something amazing for myself that I did this, right? And so there's nothing wrong with being a career woman. There's nothing wrong with being a boss babe. Just don't feed into the stigma of it, because that's what a lot of people are getting out of it, is that you're kind of, it's giving trauma. It's giving, you don't need anyone, and that's why you're going to be single forever. That's why you're going to be lonely forever. No, I don't feel that way. I'm a boss babe. I'm a career woman. I've grown this huge empire, and I know that I have so many beautiful relationships in my life. I'm so grateful. This is the best years that I've lived, with peace and harmony and love and people around me who admire me and value me. Like, and I'm still a boss babe, right? So I don't want people to think that that's a bad thing, and that now you have to go find someone who's going to be a provider so you can be in your feminine energy 24/7, right? No, build something up for yourself and then go get that, go after that. If that's what you want, you want someone who's a provider and a protector. Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you guys have questions? Any questions? I'm going to stop the recording.